Multifamily Mindset
Podcast.
Think bigger.
Welcome back to this episode of the Multifamily Mindset Podcast. It is me, Jackson Campbell, joined with my good friend, Zek. Zek, welcome to the show. Super excited to have you here, man. How are you doing this fine day? Where are you at?
I'm fantastic, and thanks to have me. It's an honor to be here. Love the Multifamily Mindset Podcast. Right now I'm in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, right on. We'll dive into maybe what you're doing down there here in just a little bit. But awesome. Zek, thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you for everybody that's tuning in to listen. Super excited to chat with Zek. Before we dive into his episode, make sure you do rate, review, and subscribe and share this episode. These episodes, like we kind of highlighted on the last episode with Melissa, are for the guests. So definitely share them to shine the light on Zek and his amazing journey and who he is. So Zek, thank you for being on, my man. Why don't you go ahead, introduce yourself, and tell the people who you are and when you joined the Multifamily Mindset.
Awesome. Yeah. So full name is Zechariah Jones, originally from a small town in Washington State, Port Orchard, and grew up just kind of in that blue collar kind of shipyard mentality, industrial type work. And then I decided I didn't want to do that and break my back for the rest of my life. So I started getting into sales and doing door-to-door sales for security companies and kind of traveling around the States for that, that mindset of being able to actually go after what you want to get, you know, 'cause it's all commission. You know, I was trained very young to have a more of an entrepreneurial mindset, which then led into, you know, joining the Multifamily Mindset after
That's
about
awesome.
10 years.
That's awesome. Real, I just really, really quick want to highlight that you've always been trained with that mindset. That's a huge takeaway right out of the bat. That mindset of being paid for your skills rather than paid for your time, right? Commission based.
Love that. Yeah.
It sounds like you seeked out those types of opportunities that would pay you for your skills rather than pay you for your time. I think that's awesome. So from a small town in Oregon, went in to do some sales. Do you have
Washington.
A family? Washington. Sorry. I apologize. From Washington.
You're fine. Yeah.
It's the same thing. Pacific Northwest. I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Okay. So are you married? Do you have a family? Tell me a little bit about before we dive into your career.
Sure. Yeah. So I'm married. Got two twin girls, which they are peak partnership babies. I don't know if you're actually aware of that, Jackson. But
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Please tell me more.
They were conceived the April 9th of your guys' first peak partnership.
That's amazing. That's so cool.
Two years
I love
ago
that.
Now or something. Yeah. Las Vegas in the Paris Hotel. So
awesome.
Energy was hot, you know? So if you want to make twins, go to Peak Partnership. You've been praying for twins, go to Peak Partnership. Some advertising, some marketing for you, buddy.
Thanks, dude. That's awesome. So married, have twin girls. Is that it? So just you, your wife, your twin
girls. Yep.
That's awesome. Okay. Tell me, what's their names?
So Fethia is the older one by 2 minutes, the city in Turkey. We're proposed to my wife. And then Coral is after our godmother, Corrales.
That's awesome. That's beautiful. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, man. Yeah, you do have a beautiful little family. I know you've told the story before on how you met your wife. That's a beautiful story, a beautiful, amazing story. Maybe we might dive into that. Who knows? But Zek, you went to Peak Partnership. When did you join the Multifamily Mindset?
It was probably right before your first Peak Partnership. So that was 2022, right? Was your first one?
I think so.
Yeah,
2021, I believe, was the first
2021?
One.
2021? Okay, yeah. So it was that like February, because it just happened so
awesome.
Fast, you know, signed up for the mindset and then boom, hey, we're having our first Peak Partnership in Vegas.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so you went to Peak Partnership. How has your experience been? I know, Zek, we've kind of chatted. Your career isn't necessarily in multifamily real estate right now. So just give me a quick, give the listeners a quick update. What is it that you're doing now? What do you do for career now?
So right now I actually have my own like alarm business. So for ADT, I sell my contracts off to the highest bidder, basically, that pays me the top commission for the contracts that I sell. And due to Multifamily Mindset, you know, your guys' motto, which is on your hat, think bigger, right? So I'm always trying to scale to bigger and better things. So now I'm incorporating solar and even water and even probably pest control too. and I'm developing a presentation while I'm already out there of being like the concierge guy and just kind of, you know, throwing four poles out there and trying to, you know, get one, two, three, or all four services to make it one, easy and convenient for the homeowner. And then two, you know, obviously more finance in my pocket. So
that's awesome. So you're, so that's, it's kind of an interesting thing. Multifamily mindset has helped you with your business, but not necessarily multifamily. Why, you gave some praises right there to multifamily mindset to helping you think bigger, but you know, for whatever reason in your life, your life's calling didn't call you down the multifamily space, but you were in the multifamily mindset, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you pulled a lot from that community and you learned a lot from that community and being around there. What were some of those skills or lessons that you learned from multifamily mindset that have helped you in your career outside of multifamily?
Yeah, great question. I'd say take action right now. And Tyler preaches about it from the day you take one of his 3-day workshops. You know, just go all in with it. And I don't mean to keep referencing all Tyler's stuff, but you even have that book, right? You know, all in. And so I think just having that, and then also all the coaches that have the same mindset, and just getting around everybody that has, you know, even all the students, you know, you get so many people that are driven to the same goals and ambitions that sticks with you. Yes. And I remember having a conversation with Tyler, and I wanted to raise, I wanted to do more in like investor relations and find different ways to build relationships and raise capital. And I had this like idea and this plan to do it, and doing door to door and transitioning, you know, from the alarm space to like, hey, you know, I want to start building relationships and raising capital this way. And if I didn't have, you know, my right tools or resources in place, so to speak. And I had dinner with Tyler one night, and such a blessing. It was just, you know, God's good glory, because he just showed up in Florida, his plane was delayed, and he shot a quick little text on social media. Who wants to have dinner, you know? So headed out there, and I told him, you know, my what I want to do. And he goes, cool, do it tomorrow. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Do it tomorrow? Like, I was afraid, you know. I'm a very confident and secure person within myself, but like, and I don't really get intimidated very easily, but I didn't have what I thought, you know, all the right resources in order for me to start taking action with that particular task. So I took his advice though. You know, the very next day I went and I gave up a couple houses. I prejudged them, saying, oh, that has like a white truck. There's probably a guy in there. He's probably bald. I started making all these different scenarios of why I shouldn't knock that door, you know? And then finally I was making excuses for this other door. I'm like, no, just go out there and go do it, you know? And so I did. And it was a really great organic conversation. It was actually generated some contact information for future information to tell them exactly, you know, what I'm doing out there and how to educate people in the multifamily real estate realm.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So action. One of the biggest things you learned from joining the multifamily mindset is taking action, not just thinking about taking action, not just making the plans, right? You were so worried and caught up about the plans, making sure the plans were in place, but really what the next thing for you is, what it sounded like that you needed to do, is take action. So no, dude, that's awesome. That's awesome. That's an awesome lesson to learn for sure. You mentioned a dinner that you went to with Tyler. I kind of want to loop back to that, because that was a special experience. Not a lot that he doesn't do that very often. And it was a tight knit group there that he did a little dinner there. So explain that experience. Yeah, explain that experience that you had there with him. Kind of just give us a little backstory there, if you don't mind.
Yeah, definitely. So as I mentioned, you know, he just had like a delayed plane, and a lot of people can just relax in their hotel room, you know, and spend that time for themselves. But Tyler wanted to give that energy and that time to some of the students. And whoever was available, he didn't handpick anybody or privately text anybody. It was right there on the social network. Hey, anybody going to be available? I need to know now, because I'm trying to get some dinner reservations. And boom, I just got done from Miami from like celebrating Independence Day. And I got my team together. We all rushed down there. I texted other people within the network, letting them know, because we missed social media. But there's only about like seven of us that were able to have the opportunity to actually go have dinner with Tyler. and just having that time organically with him and have him share a lot of his own personal stories and be able to relate with him on a different level too. Cause you know, having kids now, I was really concerned about my babies back then. And like, how did he do it? Cause right when he started in multifamily, you know, he just had babies, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? They were very young. So I was concerned about, or I guess I wanted his advice and some lessons that he, or strategies that he did when he had newborns going into the multifamily space. And one of the biggest lessons that I learned was you can't have a balance. There is no such thing as balance, right? Like I'm going to get 50% work, 50% here. And you know, there's really no such thing as a work life balance or business life balance, you know, but how he described it was, you know, you lean really hard into your business and you give it all you got, no distractions. And then, you know, when you got things kind of smoothed out, then you lean really hard into your family life. And you just, and that's the balance, right? You can't really put like a time frame on it. You got to prioritize your life and say, this is what's priority number one right now. My wife got this, she's handling business. But then once this smooths out, I can now lean into my family and give them time and energy that they need.
Yeah, no, dude, that's so good. What a great experience that you got to have to go sit down with one of your mentors and have that fantastic conversation with him that was obviously made a pretty big impact on you. That's awesome. Zach, one of the things that you commented on about being in the multifamily mindset and how it's helped you is the coaches, having those coaches that did support you when you had your time here. Walk me through that. How was that with the coaches and why was the, I guess really, if you don't mind just expanding on that answer, why did you give that answer, the coaches, as one of the most impactful pieces of multifamily mindset for you?
Something that let me kind of put some emphasis on that a little bit too. I don't think people take advantage of the coaches as much as they should.
Expand on that.
Yeah. And when I first got started, you know, I called every coach. Like I scheduled like time frames, like time slots, like all within like a 2-day time period, you know? And it wasn't until like the third or fourth call, and I realized they're all in the same office. So it's like they each, you know, blocked out the 30-minute time frame. So it's like I see them walking by. I'm like, oh, because they're in the same office, you know. But doing that was able to create relationships and strong relationships with certain individuals, you know, Zach Rucker, Amanda Dearborn, and oh my gosh, I can't.
There's a whole bunch of them. Hunter Brady.
No. I shouldn't even forget her name. Can we cut this part out and record?
No, all good.
No, it's all good. Jordan. What's the? No. The other girl's name. That's like the sponsor relations.
Kim McCall.
Kim McCall. Oh my gosh! It was like, she's the best. And Kim, yes. Sorry.
I was thinking back to the beginning when you were in. I didn't think Kim was a coach when you were in, but no, yeah, Kim McCall. Yeah, go ahead.
Kim is just so heartfelt, and she thinks about all the little things. She sent me a doormat one time that says, it's my brand name is Bam, you know, bust a move. And she sent me a doormat, bust a move, you know, don't just stand there, bust a move. She always thinks about the little things and always text and just checks up on, even to this day, even though I'm not even that active, you know. So it's really heartfelt. But they're not just there for your business, you know, for your personal life too. Like Amanda Dearborn has really carved out a really good structure that I can implement for my personal life. So instead of like kind of like the balance I was talking about earlier, how I put so much work into multifamily, to my other business, and I didn't really have any days off, you know. I was really working myself to the burnt out stage, you know. And I mean, she really helped me understand like a day off is a day off. Yeah. You know, you're not answering text messages, and that whatever that problem is, it can wait, you know. So it's not only help with the business, but your personal life too. And they're just there, they just love you, care about you, and they're just so genuine.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. No, thank you for sharing that experience. I love all of our coaches, Kim McCall, Amanda Dearborn. Those are some great shout outs, man. Some great shout outs for sure. They made a massive impact on my life as well. Great people. And it just goes to highlight the fact, Zach, that you, like, no matter the stage of the life you're in or what it is that you're trying to accomplish, you needed those accountability partners. You need those people that are going to call up and check on you and make sure that you're being the best you that you can be, right? Because that's essentially what it sounds like you know, send little gifts, checking in on you, even though you're not necessarily a paid member of the network anymore. You do those, they still do those things because they love and care about you, right? But it just goes to 100%. goes to show you the impact that can have. So just, it's a good reminder, whether you're that person for somebody or you need that from somebody, those relationships are very important and can lead to a lot of progress in your life for sure.
Well, I'll just touch on that too, because we talk about it all the time, and people that don't know this, you know, everyone has a coach. Every successful person has some sort of mentor or coach that they look up to, whether it's paid or not, you know, so it's always good to put yourself in check that you don't have to do it yourself, you know, that you can reach out and have help, you know. And I think the biggest investment you can do is in yourself. And so, you know, if the finances are there and you can invest in two coaches, well, then you're going to take that coaching a lot more serious than watching like a YouTube video or anything like that. Because now you got all that skin in the game. And it's like, oh, I better listen to these people, or, you know, my investment's going to waste, really.
Yeah. Yeah. So Zach, tell us about the multifamily deal that you did real quick. Cause I know you were part of some multifamily deals when you were focused on it. Tell us about that quickly.
Yeah. Well, relationships are key. And the reason why I got that is cause I figured out what part of, category I want to put myself as in, like investor relations. And I didn't know this in the beginning, but the very first investor that I got was someone that I created a relationship with that was actually the free course with Todd. And it's such an organic way of doing business with him, because I waited to the last to speak to Todd, and Todd was super great, because he actually, some guy cut me on accident, and Todd was so polite. Oh, hold on a second. Zach was next. And I was just, oh no, it's cool. I'm just listening and learning, you know? And the guy was like, hey, I have lots of money. I have a small hedge fund, but I don't know how to get deals. So I tapped him on the shoulder. I'm like, I'll get you deals. No idea what that even meant.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I get deals on a daily basis. You know, I do door to door. So I'm like, all right, let's figure this out. And that just led into me going to the 3-day course and then investing into the actual year long course and everything. And then was still holding on to that relationship throughout the time, letting him know that I took that investment into the course and letting him know that I'm learning. And I shout out of the deals to him and stuff here and there, but nothing real serious. But just letting him know that I'm growing with the company and working and I'm staying in contact. Hey, this is what I'm working on now. Hey, you know what? This didn't actually go through. And awesome. He really liked that. Yeah. We maybe talked on the phone twice through our relationship. And fast forward a little bit towards the end of the year. So it's about almost a whole year into the, not a whole year, but 10 months into the course. My goal is to get a deal in like October. But the rest of my team was to get one in, you know, before the end of the year. So I didn't hit my goal, but we hit their goal. So it was still just as beautiful. But based off of that was led into the deal because Kim McCall held a sponsor call, and Smita Allah was on there. And me and my team, we broke up the sponsors. Hey, you contact these two people. You contact these two people and start building relationships. And Smita texted her. She texted back right away. Then she was gone for a few weeks. We're supposed to get in contact. I just followed up with her, and then we got on a phone call, and she told me about a deal that she was working on. And I've already established like an underwriter and everything like that, so we're able to add value to what she needed for. And then, of course, you know, I hit up one of my that same investor, and I let him know what the property was and why I believed not only in the property but the team that I was working with. And he was one of the reasons why we got across that finish line, because he invested. And then, of course, the other parts of the deal that we added value to me and Chetna's property.
Awesome. That's awesome. And just, you know, what you just explained is the perfect example of maintaining relationships and why you continue to have them and why relationships are so important, right? You weren't necessarily blowing up that individual being like, Hey, I've got this partner. You were just staying in consistent contact with these individuals to truly, honestly, though, Zach, is what it sounds like, is to grow that relationship. And then if something does happen from it and business can develop from it, then great. But if not, you're staying in contact because you want a relationship with that person, and you yeah. can provide value. You could provide value to that person in that person's life, right?
100%. What you said right there is so key, is providing value for them. It wasn't about, I mean, yeah, we had right. goals, and it's good to have goals, you know, but it was about, like, this is the deal that, if there's any deal that I wanted them to be on, it was this one, because some of the things that they were doing with this property, you know, wasn't really necessarily being done in the multifamily space yet, which one example is solar. You know, so there's like some really good tax credits for going solar. And he had a problem where he actually needed money to be put into by the end of the year. So he had one investment coming out. So he needed to reinvest that before the end of the year. So it was actually perfect timing for him at the same time.
It's awesome. That's awesome. That's amazing. Zek, as you've kind of moved through, as you moved through that deal with all these relationships, what would you say is the most important thing about those relationships with all these different people, right? Because Zek, correct me if I'm wrong, you didn't bring the money into the deal, right? You brought your skill set and your relationships into the deal, right? So what would you say is that main thing to bring to those types of relationships?
Service. That's a great question, but I think service is probably the best mindset that you can have going into it. And I think I'm gonna just put her on blast again now that I know her name. Kim McCall is all about service. She builds so many great relationships and ties people together and introduces people together, and so I learned a lot from that to be able to then just take myself out of the equation. How can I serve other people? And yeah, if something comes out of it great for me, cool. But if not, if it's something for them, I think that's the most ideal mindset that you can. And blessings are always going to come your way when you take yourself out of the equation.
Oh, dude, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more. Something good is always going to come out of that situation. It might not be the good that you are thinking that it might be.
Sure.
But a good is always a good, and a benefit will always come out of service. That's awesome, dude. That's awesome. So as we wrap up this episode, I like to ask for those people that are just joining the multifamily mindset and just getting going, dude. What would that be your advice? Would your advice be go into it with a service mindset? Or what would be that advice that you would give somebody?
Yeah, great question. I think, first of all, you got to take action.
an
immediate action, and have fun with it, you know, going into with the service mindset. But I think just understanding, have fun. Like my biggest thing is, I guess, like the reason why I'm not really pursuing the multifamily mindset is really two reasons. Honestly, like, I think real estate is boring. just frankly, I learned a lot that, like, oh, okay, yeah. Like, this is a foreign language, and I love the concept of it, and I can see myself being more of a limited partner. I see all the values there. But then, you know, my true passion is being on stage. You know, I want to be like a comedian and or somehow service and make people laugh and that kind of entertainment stage. So I'm working on that now. So, but it all led into the multifamily mindset to allow myself to have that courage to be brave enough. And then again, to service others, and going into that with that mindset, only good things are going to happen for you.
Oh, absolutely. Zek, was your time with the multifamily mindset worth it and the money that you did pay there?
100%. You know how many, oh my gosh. Like,
even though you're not doing real estate, I asked that now because it's like a lot of people get into multifamily mindset to do real estate, right? And that was initially your goal. You wanted to jump in there because you did want to do real estate, and it did really attract you. It might not attract you anymore. It might be boring to you now, but it did attract you. Now it didn't. You learned a bunch of things. So yeah, that's why I wanted to ask, dude. Was it worth your time? Was it worth your money to take action and do the things that you did?
100%. Like I said before, like, investing in yourself is the biggest investment you can ever really make. I could have gone to college. I never went to college. You know, so I looked at this like, cool. Like, this is an avenue that you know, I can invest in myself. That I see that I can really add another additional stream of income and longevity, wealth at the end of the day. And I still see that, you know, in that perspective, just not on necessarily like a general partner side of it, you know. So I think for anybody that is on the fence of, you know, looking into your guys' business and the courses and everything like that, I think they should just take action. Yeah, you got nothing to lose but everything to gain. You know, if you're like me that had no experience in real estate at all, I never bought any houses. I still don't even own my own house right now. You know, so I had nothing to do with real estate at all. I saw an ad on Facebook that I never watch ads, and Tyler just had great energy that drew me to him. And then it just led to so many more doors being opened for myself, and not even for myself, but even for my team. And then watching them grow too, and seeing them actually excel in this space, it just changes your life.
Yeah. No, taking action is what changes your life, right? Even if it was, you know what I mean? You got down the path. You might want to turn around and come back down the other way after walking down it a certain amount of time, and that's okay. But you wouldn't have known that unless you wouldn't have taken action. You wouldn't have known that, and it wouldn't have clarified your path anymore in your life if you would have stayed in inaction. So no, Zach, I super appreciate you jumping on, sharing your experience with the multifamily mindset and just your life in general. Zach, you're an amazing person and someone that I have learned a lot from. Your energy is palpable, man. You just got such a good, great, positive energy about you. And I'm grateful to know you. Definitely grateful to know you and call you my friend. Anything else you want to say as we wrap up here, man?
Well, I mean, it goes both ways. Your energy and watching you grow within the company too, and seeing how far this podcast has come, which is such an honor to be on here. I told you earlier, Jackson, but I was like obsessed with the Multifamily Mindset podcast. Like, I started from episode one and just like dove deep, and I started hearing all the different people, and then I'm meeting those people in real life. They're almost like heroes to me, you know. I'm like, oh, I heard your podcast. I'd seek them out on social media, you know. I'm like, I heard your podcast.
That's
just
awesome.
I think that's really important too, to take away from this. Like, if you're just learning about this and you're going to be taking the courses or even just diving into it, starting from like episode one was really cool to do, because then you get to see where people were, how far they come now. And it just really gave me the inspiration that I can be those people. And look at me now. I'm on the podcast.
Yes, you are. No, Zach, you're amazing, man. I appreciate those kind words so much, man. And like I said, grateful for your friendship, grateful for you, man. Thank you, everybody who has tuned in and listened to today's episode and got to know Zach. Zach, how do people get in contact with you if they want to get in contact with you?
I actually gave up social media right now.
Do you have an email? Yeah. Do you have an email anybody can email you at?
You can text me. Let's see how many text messages I can get. 206-387-8029.
Love it. If you guys want to get in contact with Zach, shoot him a text. I love that. I love that for that personal touch there, man. Awesome. Thank you so much for everybody listening again. Please rate, review, share the episode. We're very grateful for you. Have a great rest of your day, awesome, y'all. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much.
Take care.
Multifamily Mindset Podcast. Think bigger.